like we say in French, having the butt between two chairs.
I grew up there, I started going to school there, I have many friends.
This feeling that I didn't belong anywhere.
My home, I think, can move from place to place.
Home is not necessarily a place, no.
If I say home, what comes to mind? A place, a person, a feeling? Today on Soundproof, reflections on home from people living in exile, with or without a choice.
Straight away I knew that I wouldn't be back. I'm not sure why. It just seemed suddenly the right thing to do, and it was just embracing a bigger world.
I'm Miyuki Okuranta. Magda Myers is a Berlin-based musician who, observing the growing number of political refugees in Europe, has been asking herself, what is home? A place, a childhood memory, an existential need. With a Lebanese father, a Czech mother, and a German upbringing, Magda is herself a product of migration, who in Berlin is surrounded by a community of international artists, themselves voluntary exiles from all over the world. Home is where the heart is a conversation between refugees from Ghana, Nigeria and Syria, and Magda's friends who have relocated to Germany to fulfill a dream, woven with the sounds, songs and poems that remind them of their homes.
Hello.
Hello, Max.
Ja, Fa. Ja, Mum. Excuse me.
Sometimes I miss them. But for them, life is not easy for them, it's not easy for me. Yeah, and when I miss, and I have to call them to greet them. And when they miss me, they call me to greet me. My uncle.
Your uncle?
In Ghana, yeah.
From Ghana?
Yeah. If I hear the voice, it's okay. Maybe I know that he wanted to say hello to me.
I do miss the smell of the ocean and salt air and the smell of eucalyptus from the gum trees around Australia and the sound of the birds and...
I'm very nostalgic person.
It's a kind of sense of nostalgia.
I used to be more nostalgic than I am now.
And that's kind of, yeah, my tema.
This need to, like, search for sounds or music or something, smells or... something to take me back, and so then I can get stuck in that.
I live in Washington, D.C., but I still miss Ethiopia. It's almost like I'm missing my mother. Sentimental songs, usually I don't want to listen to them, especially when I'm by myself, because they can drag me to my past life.
Some childhood memories, some pictures, sounds and smells and the light. And people are spontaneously playing derbuka and singing and using the horn with the cars, and like it's a wedding. It's very funny. People full of life and, yeah.
I miss
my village. My grandfather, my grandparents, my father grew up in this village.
Of course, friends I miss a lot. I remember and I miss all. But it doesn't mean I want to meet each of them again.
Sometimes memory is sweeter than the reality that was there, so.
I remember my home country, people going to school in the morning. I'm not going to school, so this making me really, I absolutely upside down about this. I am young, I have to be something. I have to go to school to educate myself, or I can work, I can give my idea to the society. I am Syrian.
My name is Kai.
My name is Fatal.
I am from Japan.
And I'm from Ghana.
My name is Nasser Khalid.
The city Kyoto.
I am originally from Nigeria.
My name is Tony.
My name is Amel.
I'm from Sydney, Australia.
My name is Bani.
My name is Hailu Margia.
I was born in Iran.
I'm originally from Ethiopia.
I was born in Algeria.
We moved to the United States where I grew up.
And I grew up in France.
I'm a businessman. I used to sell shoes.
I'm a musician.
Writer.
Filmmaker.
Music administration.
I work in a student in tourism and bread, bakery, hotel management.
I'm a musician now.
Norway is one of the safest countries in the world.
I left Syria in February.
I left Ghana.
2012?
2000.
I came to Germany since 2013.
2010.
I left Australia around 20.
I left with my family.
21 years ago.
Japan.
I live in Mexico City.
Washington, D.C. 19.
Just 10 years ago.
80.
For the last 6 years.
Almost 82.
And I've been living in Norway now for 17 years.
la la ga sunsu sunsu det kana kallo zoga keji bet ka shiga walla ya ce ba ni shiga jaki shine donki dubi kuma shine monki talo talo me bunkasa idan ka gan shi ka ce donki. Refugee is not a crime.
It's not my fault to be a refugee. I didn't create this war in Syria.
I guess that's one thing, the privilege of being from a privileged Western country.
Today I'm a refugee, tomorrow is someone else. So I hope one day I can help someone. I have no plan to come to Europe because in Libya I live good life.
I had to leave Syria.
I have to protect my life.
Only because of this war I see myself to in this situation.
Otherwise, I had to share destroying my country, killing people.
We are fighting and I'm standing center, but I don't want to go back.
Sharing make this big mess.
Don't know what gonna happen for his life or her life. Yeah, you have to respect everybody.
my dream. For now, yeah.
I would like to study engineering. If I could, after that I would like to go back to Syria and develop my country.
Straight away I knew that I wouldn't be back. I'm not sure why. It just seemed suddenly the right thing to do, and it was just embracing a bigger world.
It's also, it's not all positive. It's this thing about exile too, maybe I feel it most because I never really feel completely part of something. I don't feel that I have this complete comfort anywhere.
I do feel quite alien to the culture in Europe in general, in a sense, like a visitor.
Life is hard, and you know, my father was dead, and I'm the one taking off from it, and I have to send money to my mother and my junior brothers and sister. I don't want their life to be like mine.
When I go to sleep every day, trying to sleep, I close my eyes and my mind starts working, thinking about family, about Syria, about studying, people who I already lost in the war in Syria.
But in my dream, I wish to be a businessman.
About 2,000 refugees have just got on this.
2,000 on one hand, 82,000
4,000 people arrived.
Another 1,300
Austrians
migrated. About 4,000 are being shipped
13,000 of those rescued refugees were actually unaccompanied children. So that's children unfair to 18 that have arrived without their parents.
These ones have been on this side of the border, so as I say, for 4 or 5 hours.
There are thousands more
arriving right outside the The lunchtime train from the clinical college near by us, another 1,300 Austrians migrant camps in Paris. For the Abdul Rahman family, this is the end of their journey. They plan to claim asylum here. They said Russia is safe. Europe needs its aid to show developing to Asia, said Sally.
Thank you.
Like we say in French, having the butt between two chairs.
I growing up there, I start going to school there. I have many friends.
This feeling that I didn't belong anywhere.
My home, I think, can move from place to place.
Home is not necessarily a place, no. Norway is one of the safest countries in the world.
When you are at home, you always have somebody to be with you.
The concept of home for me has been really a problem for a long time.
You always have someone to love you.
Probably what made me move so many times.
Like when you have a mother.
No matter where I am or if I feel, I know that somehow Iran is home for me in that way. Like, is where my history, my past, my generational or ancestral history is. There's always this part that it's almost that I can't change.
Because when you go, you're gonna be like a new person. Now you go to start from zero.
My home is my kids.
My home country is home. Yeah, it's home.
Real picture in my
really is home for me.
Mind is always window.
So maybe my sense of home is just being comfortable traveling
from house, but big window to outside.
Before you can feel like home.
Home.
It's not to buy a car, to build a house.
Home is like home.
But you don't need to think about how to eat today.
Like your mother,
maybe. Home isn't necessarily a comfort zone.
This sort of stable
mind.
Place that is a home, even if it's just in your mind.
A comfort state of mind.
Do you think every person needs a home?
I think that there's definitely, probably a psychological need for home.
I don't feel like home, but I'm home.
Besides family, you mean?
For me, it's something that I feel I don't really need.
Home is home, means like you'll never forget it, no matter what kind of life you live.
Thank you.
Home is Where the Heart Is by Magda Myers. The voices belong to Amel, Bashar, Fatal, Nasir, Haliu, Tony, Bani and Kai. Magda performed the music along with collaborator Tony Buck. You also heard a few notes from some of the Soundproof family, Steve Heather and Thomas Meadowcroft, who we'll be introducing you to next week. Find out more about Magda and her journey on our website, abc.net.au/rn/soundproof. Where do you call home? Tell us on Twitter at rn_cau. And tune in next week when Thomas Meadowcroft takes us to far north Queensland, to a fictional stretch of cyclone-prone coastline where moving homes has a very different meaning. I'm Mia Kyoki-Ranta, and this is your home for radio art. Hi.
Hi.
Art.
Art.
Sound art.
Low.
Sound.
Art. Sound. Candy.
Candy.
Lollies.
Ferrero Rocher. Hazelnut.
You've been listening to Soundproof from RN's Creative Audio Unit. This program has been squatted and nested by... I'm Miyuki Ranta. Thanks again for joining me, and remember...
Sometimes memory is sweeter than the reality that was there, so...
Follow your ears.